Well, obviously the decision to leave college is something that a player has to make on his own, and it's something that we're very thankful that that Jacob and his family had the made the decision that they did want to turn pro. I would sincerely like to thank the University of Michigan for all that that they've done. Coach Red Berenson's done just a fantastic job of development of the young man, and watched him play many times this year, and just can't say enough about the program, and just how good the people are there, and very excited for the Jets organization to have the opportunity to sign him.
On the surface, it appears like it kind of flies in the face of the patience mantra that you guys have been using with some of your other prospects. Can you talk about what was different with Jacob?
Well, I think the mantra is that all players develop at different times, and certainly the pro side of the development process has begun now for Jacob, and we'll see how it all lays out.
When will we see him first?
We just agreed to terms today. We're still actually papering the deal as we speak, and the logistical side of it will take place in the next couple of days. We obviously head off to Montreal to play, and we've got a big day ahead of us tomorrow.
Are you prepared to have him play more than five games and lose that entry level year on his contract if it comes to that?
Well, at this point, there's no expectations. We've talked with Jacob and his representatives, and talked internally that this is more of an opportunity to get him acclimated to the pro ranks, and there's really no expectations and no obligations, and no one should expect anything in those regards. Again, at the end of the day, it's this is a player who played college that has not had the opportunity to come into a pro training camp. He is 19 years old, and it is still about development.
What's the biggest thing he's going to bring to the group?
Pardon me?
What's the biggest thing he brings?
Well, Jacob, is obviously his exploits in the World Junior Championships and what he's done at the college levels, are well documented. And but again, he's a 19-year-old player that now has the opportunity to bring his game to the pro ranks. He's a big guy that is very physical. He can skate, can shoot the puck. And, we're just anxious to have the opportunity for our coaches to begin to make their evaluations and assessments within the organization.
You said there's no expectations for him this season, but does his signing give you any extra room or maneuverability with trade deadline being tomorrow, maybe?
I'm really treating it as a side deal type thing. This is more about the next step in the development of Jacob Trouba than more so it is about a big trade deadline move for the Winnipeg Jets. We're in the heat of a very tight battle right now, a lot tighter than we had hoped it would be, but that's something that just being around for him is going to see the importance, obviously each and every one of you on a daily basis, and how important the business side and the pro side of the game, the different nuances that are involved.
Is it hard enough to watch a game like tonight and think how he would fit in right away with the lineup?
Well, again, for us, it's not about the immediate. It's about the future with him. And again, going back to the earlier question, this is about the development process, and all players will develop differently. But, this situation here, there are no expectations that are being placed on him. There are no expectations placed on anybody in this regard. So we'll see how it goes. The first opportunity we have to see him will probably be in a couple of days when he gets here, and then let's go from there. But he hasn't skated for a while. Those are obviously different things that that do come into play. And with the compressed schedule, there's not a lot of practice time. And again, we are in a heated race.
With the heated race, has this changed the way that you are looking at approaching trade deadline, the way that this team has struggled over the last?
It's certainly you'd like to have gone into the final day of the trade deadline not on this side of it, but it's a 48 game season, and you can't kind of pick and choose when the highs and the lows happen. We still have opportunity in front of us, and the opportunity is still there for us to take. We have some meaningful games against teams that are we're in the battle with, and those happen after the deadline. So again, we're going to go into the final day tomorrow, as we have been going in for all the days prior, and look at anything that is presented to us, and see what's what direction we go.
But there isn't a greater sense of urgency.
I wake up every morning with a sense of urgency, and it's something that you can't force something to happen. I think, we're all looking for that magic deal that works for both sides to fall into your lap. Sometimes it does, and sometimes it doesn't.